Okay, we're praying right in this. Father God, we bless you, and we just bless you for your presence. Right now we seek wisdom and understanding, and we thank you in advance for it. We just bless you for the vision you've given us and all the talents and gifts you've given us to carry these things out. We bless you that you're bringing us into the level of ministry that you required of us, and we thank you for all the signs and wonders that you're showing that your hand is upon us, and we just thank you for all that you do. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Okay, now what I want to do tonight is to give you an understanding of what's going on, based upon things that we've discussed in the past as far as Daniel chapter 11 is concerned, and then we'll look at some examples in that, and then Yah will reveal to us what's happening now and why these things are happening. And I'm excited. I was going to write about it this morning, but he just helped me up. I guess the only thing I can figure is because he wanted you to get it first before I release it into all forms of media, what we're going to talk about on tonight. But in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, especially when we look at verse 1 or look at some of the verses, it basically talks about as you look at Darius the Mede, so it's Medo-Persia, and you see verse 2, so you see Mede and you see Persia, verse 1 and 2. Then you see Grecia, the realm of Grecia, and as you see, as it continue on in verses 3, 4, and 5, it starts to deal with the kingdom of Grecia, the realm of Grecia. Alexander the Great is that king. And then we understand from, and I'll pull up another Bible here. And y'all remember when we discussed this, the Antiochuses and the Ptolemies and things like that. So as we look at Daniel chapter 11, it is mentioning things that happened in Daniel chapter 8, and it just kind of go back and give us a bird's eye view of some things. And then it leads on into other things that brings us all the way up to our day and time. And so as we look at it, we know, do y'all remember who is the ram? Y'all remember who the ram is?
Alexander the Great?
No. I mean, that's okay, though, because, I mean, we covered this a while back. So let's just look at some scriptures in order to see. It has been a while. And so Alexander the Great is verse 5. Here you go. Okay. So in order to understand this, we go down to verse 21. 21 is saying the rough goat is the king of Grecia, Alexander the Great. And then it says, and the great horn that between his eyes, the first king. So let's know it's Alexander the Great. Verse 20 lets us know who the ram is. It said, a ram which thou sawest having two horns are the king of Media and Persia. So you look at Daniel chapter 11, then you see it talking about Medes and Persia in Daniel 11, 1 and 2. So it's telling the history of these things. It says, and now will I show thee the truth. Remember, Daniel prays. The angel shows up, Daniel 10, he prays for 21 days. He shows up and he said, now I'm going to tell you the truth about what you saw in the dream, and I'm going to give you the history of what's going to happen to your people, the nation of Israel. Okay? So he says in verse 2, and now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there stand up yet three kings in Persia. And the fourth king, you remember when Elder put together that chart of all the kings? These kings are in there in his chart. And we're not going to cover it because of all the things we're going to cover now. But his chart, and if you need that, we can make arrangements and remind you and see that chart. His chart show all these kings. And different things like that. So that's what this is referring to. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth king shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Grecia. This what you see over in Daniel chapter 8, when the he-goat comes against the ram. And Daniel 11 is letting us know how these things taking place. He's like, okay, that's how he's going to stir up the king of Grecia. So it's letting us know why the he-goat in Daniel 8, 21, Daniel 8, I believe verse 5, verse 5, why he came against this ram with these two horns in chapter, in Daniel 8, verse 3. And so the angel is letting him know what's going on and why these things happen. He said, and a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven. He's telling what took place here. That's why it goes on and said, and in verse 8, Daniel 8 and 8, therefore the he-goat waxed very great, confirmed over here, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken for it, and for it came up four notable ones. Those four notable ones were his four generals. That's in history. You can look at it in history. Those are his four. When Alexander the Great died, he was the king of Grecia. His four generals stood up and divided his kingdom. That's what the four winds is talking about in scripture. When they divided his kingdom, it was Syria, Egypt, Turkey, and Greece. Those were the four kingdoms. Now, when you continue on to read Daniel chapter 8, it tells us that the Antichrist comes from one of them. That's where he's coming from. Okay, because it says out of one of them came the little horn. One of them what? Those four kingdoms that came from Alexander the Great. So the Antichrist descends from that Grecian, ancient Grecian nation. That's gonna turn the world upside down. Now remember that, and as we move through these things, we'll understand what's going on right now. And so as we look at this here now. And we move to the right of the screen here to Daniel chapter 11. It shows his horn was broken. Let me find the verse again. Right here, verse 4, Daniel 11, verse 4. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven and not in his posterity. They didn't have the power that he had, nor according to his dominion, which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. And the king of the south, that's when it starts to deal with the king of the south, and also the king of the north. Okay? Y'all remember the king of the south and the king of the north. The king of the south is your Ptolemies, which is king of Egypt. Your king of the north was those Antiochuses. Well, that's family. Okay? And so you have these families now who were warring against one another, and all of them were after power or dominion or during that time frame world dominance as far as our nation is concerned. Now, when you look at this stuff that's going on today, all you're looking at when you look at the Democratic and the Republican are family that is trying to have dominion. Okay, and so as you look at this, it starts to give us examples of things, and then I'm going to go out of Daniel chapter 8 and then just go down to a particular verse in Daniel 11 just to bring us up to where we are now. Now, Daniel 11 verse 27 talks about these two kings. Let me put some up so I can make sure I can call their names out correctly. And is Antiochus, what is it, Epiphanes? If I'm saying it kind of right. It's E-P-I-P-H-A-N-E-S. I think Epiphanes. and he's the king of the north, which is Syria. He's the uncle of Ptolemy, I think Philometer. Philometer. It's Philometer, Philometer, king of the south. Both of these guys were equally deceitful. Antiochus was the uncle of Ptolemy. This is family, because you remember, Alexander the Great is the king. Once he dies, these four generals split, established their kingdoms in the four nations that I mentioned, Syria and Egypt being two of those four. And so this is family, basically warring against one another. There's nothing new under the sun. Democratic and the Republican Party number families trying to war. It's kind of like two mafia groups trying to control our territory. That's what you're looking at. So when you look at verse 27, it says, "And both of these kings' heart, Ptolemy and Antiochus, his uncle, because they would at times they would come together and convene." Have meetings and things and discuss things. And so Antiochus basically deceived his nephew. That's what we're looking at even in this day and time, what's going on now, why the election is being held up, why people still don't know what's going on, because you got this war going on between family. And everybody trying to take control and push their own agenda. And when you look at the history of the mindset of leaders throughout history, one of the main things that they would use to defeat one another is family would take out family. It was common for brothers to take out a brother to take out another brother. And when you look at Daniel 11, you start seeing how these different people would come to power. You would have uncles killing nephews and brothers killing brothers mothers killing certain members of the family just so that their son could rule. And you see all this same stuff happening throughout history because there is nothing new under the sun. And that's what you're seeing now. So when you look at Daniel 11, verse 27, it's saying, "Both of these kings' heart shall be to do mischief." Thus, when I wrote about my reason for voting, I said plainly, I don't like the mindset of neither party. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican because I see them through the eyes of Yah, and through the eyes of Yah, both of them sit at the table and do mischief. There's wickedness between both parties, and none of them, no party, neither one of those parties is designed to benefit mankind. It is all designed to benefit themselves. You see the same thing happening in the book of Daniel chapter 11. But what happens to us is we're put in a position where we have to take the side of the lesser evil. So what it boils down to it is I can look at both sides and see things I don't like, but I have to be able to pick which one that I don't like the worst. So do I vote for Trump because I don't like how, you know, the Democratic Party pushes certain lifestyles and things like that that seem to go against the laws of Yah? So do I vote that way, or do I vote for someone who is going to, you know, who's going to be in office that's going to make all this foolishness of them trying to, you know, come out and be so public about destroying us by all means necessary, and got a leader that pushes it? Which evil do I pick? That's what we're caught up in. And so what we have to do now is be wise and allow Yah to lead and guide us, and to understand, by the way, the title of this is Yah's in absolute control. Okay? He's in absolute control. And I'm gonna say some things on that order once we get to that point. But verse 27 again says, "And both of these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table." Both parties lying. Bunch of liars, ain't gonna do nothing. They're always going to do what benefits them and their superiors. But I like what Yah says in this verse. But it shall not prosper. For yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Yah like, I don't care what they do. They can't do it until I'm ready for it to be done. That's our confidence. Now let me tell you how mischievous this stuff is. You want me to tell you who put Trump in office basically 4 years ago? Your white evangelicals. Now think about that. What would make them who claim to be the children, of Yah from a Christian point of view, put somebody in office like that? What would go on their mind to make Israelites, or what is commonly understood as black folk, what's the difference between white evangelicals and black so-called Christians? What is it that would make us not vote for a man like that, and what would make them vote for a man like that? What is their agenda? Yah reveals something to us in the verse. Now, all of these white evangelical preachers, you see them on TBN, you name them, they're your well-known, older men and women who has multi-millions and large audiences, have a lot of influence as far as people are concerned, and they can stand in that pulpit and say certain things, and those people are going to do exactly what they say. Whether they're speaking the truth in the things of Yah or a lie. Think about that. Now, when you look at verse 27, there are some, I'm trying to keep from telling you, I want you to see it by Yah revealing without me just spilling the bean. What is it that Trump, do y'all remember what Trump did in reference to,
When he put the order in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, what did he do?
He declared that,
He stationed something there.
That Jerusalem was the capital of Israel.
Yes, Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. Why would he do that? Why would he do that?
He's trying to...
Not him.
Well, they're trying to fulfill...
Keep going.
What the Bible is...
Bible saying. Prophecy.
Yes.
You have these white evangelicals trying to push prophecy. Thus the Jews in their land. The blessed people of God in their land. And so now all these prophecies are being fulfilled. God is getting ready to return soon. We want to be raptured. Let's push some stuff forward. So they got behind a clown who has the mentality to be destructive and to divide in order to bring about an agenda that they pushing, thinking that's the will of Yah, and Yah said, I'm finna show you something. Not according to my time frame. This country will not survive another 4 years of somebody like Trump. Because law comes to pass, biblical law. Any kingdom that is divided against itself shall not stand. And when you look at how close this election has been, you are looking at almost a 50-50 division between this nation. That's a recipe for destruction. Bible all day long. So Yah says, I'm not through with the country yet. You white evangelicals, you trying to push something to pass because you think you are God. You think you can command me. You well-known preachers, you sit there and you preach and you talking about how you're a Zionist, Kenneth Hagin, San Antonio where? You had something?
John Hagan.
John Hagan. Talk about how you will brag about how you are a Zionist. And then you'll talk about how you support those people who are not the true people. You talk about all these different things, and you talk about how when they were gathered up, you put together planes and things like that, calling the wings of eagles of the scripture, because you're trying to push prophecy to pass. But y'all said, not yet. And I'm finna show you something. Y'all is in total control of this thing. And he's showing the world that, look here, I got this him. So let me start nipping some stuff in the bud, and you're trying to bring some things to pass, and here you are standing here with the nerve enough to say that you've done more for what, Christianity or whatever, than Jesus himself? What kind of antichrist? What Christian that's well known rebuke that? Name one.
They're probably over there cheering them on.
Cheering them on. Because they understand the Bible enough to know that chaos brings about what they believe is the rapture. So they're trying to push it forward. They're trying to push their biblical understanding of the scriptures, the past, and Yah is saying to us, not yet. I'm going to show them they have no control of what's going on. I'm in absolute control, so I'm going to rebuke them. Ain't nothing new under the sun. You have the same group. Now, you know, things may get just as crazy or crazier. Whoever be in office next. But Yah is not allowing them to push forward what they're trying to push. That's the reason why all those preachers were sitting in there laying hands on Trump that day, because they had made up their mind that they was finna end the world. Think about the arrogance of that.
Pastor Moore?
Yes.
I have a question, though. Because this has been bothering me.
Okay.
Because of this stuff that's going on. I know how they keep saying, well, God wants this. But see, I don't understand how, I guess, the evangelicals, like you said, if they're reading their Bible, God is not the author of confusion and strife. So Trump brings a lot of that. I'm not saying that Biden doesn't either, but Trump brings a whole lot more. So why don't they see that?
Well, they see it, but their perspective is they understand that. You see, their mindset is this. In order for them to be raptured, then there are events that has to fall into place. And they believe they're going to be raptured before all this stuff get crazy. And so what they're trying to do is push it to the point to where they believe that Christ is coming back to get them, to take them up out of him, so that all this stuff can continue to be chaotic as far as the rest of the non-Christians are concerned. And so they don't mind using someone who causes confusion, because that confusion is part of their agenda to bring about what they believe is God's will.
Okay, but as Christians, you would think, and I hate to say called so-called Christians.
That's what they are, so-called. That's what it is, so-called.
The so-called Christians, if you know your Bible, then you know that he isn't the author of confusion. So why are you going by what this man says as gospel? That makes you a hypocrite to me.
It's not that they're going by what he's saying. They want him to say it because it proves what they believe. They want chaos. They want confusion. They want all these different things. You have to understand the mind of these wicked preachers. They want all this crazy stuff to take place because in their mind, that's how Christ is coming to get them. They want it crazy. They want a leader in office that is doing the things that he is doing. That's why they are quiet. So when you have someone, one of us as an Israelite, so-called black people that get killed, you never hear any of them say anything because they want the chaos. Mm-hmm. You got to see it for what it is. He is part of their agenda because they think they are God's chosen church and Christians that is called to do all these wonderful things and usher in the coming of Christ. That's what they believe.
So is that why the current administration is doing nothing about COVID, just letting it just...
Oh, that's part of the chaos. Because the scripture talks about pestilences, diseases, and all that. And so you have these religious evangelicals that's out there saying that's fulfilling prophecy. Go watch, what is his name? Go watch Pat Robertson. He'll tell you that COVID is all these pestilences and things like that based upon the lifestyle of how people are living here in this country. Oh, you go listen to him talk. And you'll see what the evangelicals think. So all this is the proof or the powder keg that gives them the ability to say to all of their followers, look up, he's coming to get us soon. Trump, you need to go ahead and make Jerusalem the capital because that's part of the plan.
That's a lot of arrogance.
Yes, it is. And he's jumping through the hoops. Because he know, man, I don't care about your Christian belief, but I do care about if I'm not in office, what they going to do to me. So I'm going to jump through these hoops, and I'm going to do all these different things, and I'm going to push all these different agendas. I don't care about you redneck, big tires, driving around with my flag, you know, on your truck. I don't care about you, but if you're going to push my agenda, fine. But Yah is saying, it ain't going to prosper. And all them old, I'm going to say it like I heard it, all them old rugged cross evangelical Christians is dying off because they trying to push something together because they don't want to be left behind, so to speak. Got one foot in the grave and trying to control the world through a president who has the mentality to carry out things because he's trying to save himself too. That's what's going on. So Yah said, let me mess this thing up. I'm finna make this crazy with this election. And I'm gonna show the world that this thing is divided straight down the middle. This is the judgment of Yah upon this country. Mm-hmm. You look at all the polls, 49%, 50%, such and such one at 49, such and such one at 51. It's almost half and half. And it blows your mind to know this many people think this way in America.
They can look at all that's going on and see all that's happening and still be like, I don't matter.
That's all it means. But you know what really got me? It's when they said the majority of the Hispanic people voted for him.
Yeah. And so I was watching today. That's disputed depending on the area where it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now I know in Florida, that's mostly Cuban and another something like sort of Spanish a little bit. But still, the bottom half where Texas is, that's how he got to take Texas. And no matter where you are, if this is...
You want me to tell you how?
Huh?
You want me to tell you how he did it? If I was strong, I'd go to them illegal folks down there along that border. I said, look at here. You vote for me, I'm going to give you a citizenship. I'm going to let all your family do this. Don't worry about the wall.
Turn right back around.
That's why Greg Abbott, did y'all hear him when he said, Greg Abbott called him and said, don't worry about it, you won Texas, before he was even declared.
Shit. They made a lot of illegals legal during this time frame.
Yeah, but they also said too that a lot of the black men voted for Trump, which I really don't believe, but that's what they tried to say, that black men voted more for Trump than black women did.
Maybe they believe what Trump said when he said he's done more for black people than Abraham Lincoln did.
Well, here
I can't hear you guys. You know, the rest of them are talking. I can't hear them. They're talking too soft.
Anybody want to say, address it?
She can hear you, Mom.
Oh, I just said maybe they believe Trump when he said that he's done more for black people than anybody since Abraham Lincoln.
Maybe that stimulus check stimulated. Trump gonna give me another check, man. I'm gonna vote for that rascal. I want the other check. Democrat ain't probably need no check. I can buy another TV, man. What you talking about?
I heard you say Obama didn't do nothing for me, but look at what he did. $1,200 check.
So that could be true.
After the virus hit, if the virus hadn't hit, you wouldn't have gotten no $1,200 check.
I still ain't got no $1,200 check.
And I tell you another thing that's interesting. I don't know if this is true or not, but I have been hearing reports of it. They said a lot of people in Louisiana voted for Kanye West. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think he got over 60,000 votes.
Who's that?
Well, Trump sent my mom and them a box.
He sure did.
Well, a box of food.
He sent them what?
Yes, he sure did.
With food, she said.
A box of food. They called me and I had to go over and I look at the stuff and I just throw the stuff in the trash.
He sure did. I've been intending to write about that. I'm glad you reminded me of that. He was sending black folks a box of food.
You know what? He got one too because I saw the. I said, where did this letter come from? It came out of that box that they were giving away.
Yeah.
He wrote the wrong letter.
Yeah. And had it seen it. It looked like a bunch of scribbling like that.
They sure sent it in the mail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For him.
Yes, that's why he did it. So that's probably why he got a lot of votes. Folks at Shoe, man, they're going to be sending a box of food every month.
Wow.
You never know.
A bag of potatoes, some chicken, fried chicken, and nuggets.
Jim Brown style.
Yeah.
But that food, that one month is going to come.
But like I said, I don't know how true that is because I didn't see nobody else on the ballot, but I just heard that. I don't know how true it is, and I found it interesting, you know. I'm like, man, nah.
Because I was like, where did this letter come from?
Yeah.
I kept looking, and I took it out of the box. But I was like,
yeah, because
Dylan said something in the mail.
Yeah, because Dylan was telling me about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Two or three weeks ago.
Yeah, when it came in. Wow. I'm like, what? He sending food? I said, boy, this joker is doing everything to try to win.
He didn't send no good food.
I think it was
like cucumbers, apples, cottage
cheese, egg whites,
egg
sour cream. Like
trying to get y'all black people to be healthy.
And some chicken legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fried
some
chicken
bad,
legs.
Some bad chicken legs. Yeah. They were like
chicken
dark.
Legs? Wasn't that foil? Wait, chicken legs?
Yeah. What? Oh, he paid extra to have it, you know.
Yeah, pre-cooked chicken legs.
Yeah,
but
you don't know what that stuff is.
I'll tell you.
Might have a coronavirus.
But it was from the food pantry. They was giving away at the food pantries and stuff. And then I guess if you on the list that you can't get out, they'll deliver it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tell you been trying everything, right?
I've never heard of that.
You can use some chicken.
A big old 10-bag, 10-pound bag of
potatoes. I still wouldn't have it.
You know,
I never knew that you were saying it was like fried chicken leg.
You ate that watermelon.
Oh yeah, gallon of milk.
Yeah. So y'all, you see this kind of stuff. This is what we dealing with. This is the kind of stuff we dealing with. But our confidence is in y'all, man. It's in Yah.
Yes.
And we know that you know, whoever wins, and all signs point to it, may be Biden at this point. But it's like, okay, you know, don't think it's going to get much better.
That's what I'll be telling them. I tell them, I said, look, we damn what we do, damn what we don't. Either one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I'm looking for all my strength come from the Lord. So
amen.
I care less whoever gets in there. Because I know who got my back.
It's got to be wise, I'm telling you. But that's the thing that Yah is saying to us now. He's like, what they're trying to push forward is not in the appointed time. When you look at verse 27, it's not at the appointed time. And because of that, he's making changes. He's showing that he's in total control because, again, another 4 years of Trump in this mess, man, would have pushed this thing over the top.
Did you see the video last night? He did some speech, and he said that he won.
Oh, yeah.
He deceived the people and told him
but
that
you know,
he won.
The strategy behind that is mostly Democrats voted ahead of time, and I presume he told the Republicans, y'all hold off, come on that day. So all the votes you saw were mostly for that day,
mm-hmm.
which put him in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew this, so he could say, see, I was projected to win all these, but look at all those millions of ballots that were mailed in that mm-hmm. they hadn't counted yet. And he said, well, just stop counting because I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then he got lawyers involved.
And they were saying that they were saying that a lot of people who sent their ballots off, say on the day of the election, they would open up their mailbox and they was back in the mail. What they had sent off or to early vote, it had come back in the mail.
Mm. All kinds of schemes.
And that's when they said, well, you can bring them and then we verify it, you know, with your handwriting to, you know,
mm-hmm.
bring your ballot in. But he's doing all kind of tricks. And he see that it's not working, but he too stupid. He think he in so much control, but we all know God is in control. And God said, every tactic that you tried,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you up with. And then the ballots that are needing to be counted, they say are from the Democrat, you know, the blue states.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said, stop. Don't count no more. This mm-hmm. is it. Because he wanted the people to...
Well, he's saying stop in some instances and other instances keep going.
Right.
Where it's hurting me, you need to stop over here. Where it's going to benefit me, you need to
keep going.
And they said his Republican friends are like, oh, no, you can go down. We ain't going down because if we done won, you know, most of our part, you in trouble. We ain't in trouble. So if you stop it and you fight it, that's going to make everything crumble.
Mm-hmm. Now, Janice, what you were saying? You talked about the lawsuits?
He has filed 5 lawsuits already.
But that just follows his M.O. Whenever he loses, that's what he do.
Right.
So it's just,
yeah, because they were saying it don't mean nothing because everybody's in their rights
to do. You don't have no legal standing.
Yeah.
And even in some places where he want to do a recount, some of them, he's within the margin of error that he can do it. Others, the margin of victory is so high he couldn't request a recount even if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is amazing.
So what do you think he's gonna do when he lose?
He already got a wall going around the White House.
You gonna have that Trump train running all across the country? You're gonna have his posse.
You gonna see everybody. You gonna see all them big trucks, them flags going around where you know. them boys.
And that's why they got some of those buildings already boarded up.
Yeah, them boys ain't ready though. See, it's one thing when you out there in the woods shooting at stationary targets, and one thing that I found entertaining is how I've seen a lot of them in social media try to criticize the athletes and things like that because you know when you look at football and basketball. And things like that, the majority of your players are us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you see some of them try to come across saying, yeah, you can't do nothing but do athletics and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, but wait till you put that on the battlefield. Have you ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. Hell, thought about having somebody coming at you that run a 4.240 that got the same gun you got and move like the wind and strong as a bull? That's the warrior you're not looking at. That same warrior on that field going to be the same warrior that's going to be coming at you in war. You ain't ready. You know, so I wanted to show y'all this and just use past history, and when you see verse 27 and understand it in the detail of how Yah is putting it, Antiochus, when he went to war against Egypt and Ptolemy, his nephew, he captured him. He was bringing about prophecies if he had kept going. And Yah used Rome to stop him. When Rome stopped him, he went back to his own country and ended up, I think, getting killed or something like that in his own country. But if Yah had not stopped that man, then he would have been the Antichrist of the scripture, because he was going to fulfill all of it. He's following the course. He's conquering nation. He's conquering our nation. He was doing all kinds of stuff. He defiled the temple, just like the scripture said. That's why Daniel 9, verse 27, talk about desolations, because Antiochus did one. He defiled the temple by sacrificing the pig on our altar. And so that's why the scripture says desolations, letting us know in more than one, because Antiochus was fulfilling it. And Yah used Rome to bring him down. They stopped him in his track, made him turn around. And Yah is doing the same thing again. He said, I'm going to stop these jokers in their track. These evangelicals think that I'm leading them, and they pushing together prophecy and calling people who are not my people, my people. Yah said, I'm going to put a stop to it. Show them that they not running nothing.
Can you imagine the shock when that day comes?
Yes,
sir.
When they see who he is?
Yes, sir. Mm. Oh, yeah. And some of them, knowing too proud to admit it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard Brother Copeland say himself, he said, you know what? He wouldn't call us Israelite, but he said, you know what? God's going to use black people in the last day. I said, you know who we are. Call it like you know it is. Pride won't let you with it.
He still want to get them dollars on the back.
There you go.
He might spit on
him. I'm talking about from his base. He want to get them dollars.
No, yep. I'm talking about he spitting. Oh, okay.
So this is what you're seeing, y'all, and you see all of these so-called Christians who have all come together and they're pushing an agenda. And they think they're working for God. That's why Trump said the thing that he does, because they have told him that's what he's doing.
That's why the scripture say in the last days, many are going to say, Lord, Lord,
there you go.
This in your name. I cast out devils. I did this. And he's going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you.
These preachers are working iniquity. That's what they're doing. They're trying to push prophecy themselves. And y'all slapping them all these few days. He's slapping them. Now they're sitting around saying, okay, what are we going to do now? You're 80 years old and 90 years old. You finna die. That's what's finna happen. You ain't getting up out of here in no rapture. You're going to die in that grave with your iniquity, deceitful self. All of them pushing around up in them ages and stuff like that. And they trying to push it because they trying to get up out of here. They never looked at the fact that, oh, you mean to tell me I'm not the one? I mean, I'm big world known, famous worldwide. I got $600 million in the bank. I drive Rolls Royce. I fly all the world. I preach the gospel all over the world. Well, you not the one. Because you ain't preaching the gospel. You preach a man-made doctrines. There you go. your 100-year-old self in a check up out of here, and y'all gonna keep doing what he's doing. That's what's going on, y'all. You know, so be encouraged, and as brother pointed out, don't matter who in office, we still Israel, and y'all hands still on us, and he's still gonna bring all those prophecies to pass exactly like he said he's gonna bring it to pass, and all of them me gonna bow and confess that Christ is Lord and that we are the blessed seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They gonna confess it.
Black Jesus is Lord.
I'm joking. That's going to be the new slogan. You say, there go them blessed people. That's what the scripture say. They're going to be saying, there go the blessed people of God. There they go. So that's what's going on, y'all. And now they all sitting around at the table trying to figure out what they're going to do. Because their prophecy has just been stopped. Any questions, comments, and none, I'm finished. Okay. Father, y'all, we bless you for just giving us the wisdom to see you in all things. We know that you're in absolute control, and we thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the wisdom and understanding of the scripture to know the perverted minds of people who claim to be your church. And we bless you that we're not deceived, but there are many people who are walking around professing to be the children of Yah who are far from it and who have a form of godliness but not the power. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.